Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Just a couple of Mishnahs left here in Chapter 5 with Rabbeinu Yonah's help and commentary. Again, in Chapter 6, we're on our own. We have his translation from the writer of the book, but we will add our own comments, Blinedder. We're going to take 2 days off for Shavuot, and God willing, come back. So we'll do, God willing, today, Blinedder, and tomorrow. And then after Shavuot, we'll come back just a couple of more weeks till we finish off, God willing, and take the summer hiatus. Let's look at 520. Hey, Chaf. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Yehuda ben Tema says, different attributes, different personality traits, and different ways we should go about serving Hashem, taking the different aspects of characteristics that we see in different animals. For example, Ezehu Chacham Halomein Mikol Adam, who is a smart person, someone who learns from everyone, but I would even say Ezehu Chacham Halomein Mikol Adam, Mikol Behema, Mikol Makom, someone who learns from everything, everyone, every aspect of the universe. There's always something you can learn from everyone. An ant is diligent. You can learn diligence from an ant. You know, a cat tries to be tidy. You can learn that from the cat. A dog tries to be everyone's best friend. You can learn that from a dog. There's something you can learn from the attributes of different creatures. And here, Yehuda ben Tema teaches us, Havi az kanamar, be bold as a leopard. Apparently, a leopard is very bold. So we too should be bold in the service of Hashem and making the world a better place. Vikal kanesher, we should be light as an eagle. You know, somehow it's light. It soars through the heavens. It soars through the sky, protecting its young. I think the eagle is one of the only creatures that puts their young on its back in order to save it from, God forbid, an arrow, because it soars so high. It's not worried about people above it. It's worried about things underneath it. Like Hashem carries us on Kanfei Nesharim, it talks about. In Tanakh, so too we should make sure to carry ourselves and those around us like an eagle, to be swift like that eagle. Veratz katzvi. We should be swift as a deer, quick, running, being zrizus lemitzvos. We talk about zealousness, a whole lecture series topic we've talked about, how we need to run to do mitzvos, run to do chesed, run to do things for others. Vegibor ka'ari, we should be strong as a lion, not just physically strong. Ezehu gibor ha'kovesh es yitzro, Pirkei Avos teaches us earlier in Dalet Aleph, a real strong person is not someone that takes his bare hands like Samson, l'havda l'havda l'havda, though he was a great person in its own right, and breaks down columns and smashes people's heads. A really strong person is someone who could strengthen his will, whatever he has to struggle with in life, and conquers that struggle day by day. You know, someone who has an affinity and really wants to steal, but conquers that Yetzirah every day, day in and day out. Someone who really wants to smell that McDonald's really badly every day, conquers it. Someone who really wants that drink, another drink, alcoholic, but figures out how to get over it day by day to be sober. That's a really strong person. We have to be strong in every way, internally and externally. La'asos ratzon avicha shebashamayim, to do the will of our Father in heaven. He also would say, "Oz panim legehenim, az panim legehenim." Those who are brazen will go to Gehenim. V'boshes panim legan Eden. Those who are shamefaced will go to Gan Eden. Be a humble person. Be a modest person, like we talked about yesterday. Yirtzol mafnecha Hashem elokeinu v'kei avosinu shibanu b'esmigdash mihir v'meinu v'sinchle kinu masor secha. May it be your will, Lord, our God, the God of our fathers, that you rebuild your holy temple speedily in our days and grant us to share in the Torah. Some commentators say the Pirkei Avos used to end there. That's why they end on such an enigmatic note, on such an auspicious, inspiring note, that we look forward to building the Beis Hamikdash. But of course, our versions, we do a couple more Mishnahs in Chapter 5, and then the Brises, really Brises of Chapter 6, are addendum added on about the studying of Torah and how great Torah is. So Rabbeinu Yonah points out, be bold as a leopard, have the courage to rebuke sinners and to engage extensively in Torah and mitzvot, neither tiring nor growing weary. As the prophet Yeshaya said, those who hope is in God will have renewed strength. When those who place their trust in God grow weary, they are granted a new strength and are revitalized with new energy to continue their service of Hashem. Light as an eagle, they will grow wings like eagles, from Yeshaya. Swift as a deer, they run and do not tire. Others who run rather than walking in their natural manner are soon exhausted, but those who run for mitzvahs will not tire. They will walk and not grow weary. Ordinarily, one who walks more than usual in the course of a day will be fatigued, but those who walk in the path of Hashem's Torah do not tire. Strong as a lion, become increasingly stronger in your performance of mitzvahs. This means directing all your thoughts, intentions, and actions to Hashem's service. Do the will of your Father in heaven. In other words, you should be eager to do the will of your Father in heaven. The brazen go to Gehenna, the shame face to Gan Eden. Rabbi Eliezer says the brazen refers to a mamzer, a child conceived by a married woman from a man other than her husband. Rabbi Yeshua says it refers to the child of Anida, a woman who is ritually impure at the time of conception. Rabbi Akiva says that it refers to one who is both a mamzer and a child of Anida. This child's father conducted himself in a brazen manner, was not ashamed to have relations with the wife while she was Anida, or to have one with a strange woman who's forbidden to him. The woman was also not ashamed, and the child they conceived was born brazen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it is clear that their ancestors did not stand at Mount Sinai, meaning that they are not proper converts. A sincere convert is considered as if he or she was standing at Sinai. Of all these children, Eliyahu writes and God endorses, woe to the man who marries a woman who is not appropriate for him. An example of this would be the daughter of an Alma Arutz who marries a Torah scholar. Similar instances of not right matches. These women are not meticulous in their observance of the laws. Neither the children they bear will be brazen. Woe to the man who invalidates his children, debases the family. A man who is with a woman who is not right for him, who is forbidden for him, invalidates the children. In the future, the blemishes and the ancestry of all these people will be publicly exposed. Eliyahu will testify whether they are mamzerim, or the children of Nida, or descendants of ancestors who did not stand at Mount Sinai. God will concur with his testimony. One who declares others invalid is himself invalid, because anyone who is so brazen as to invalidate another in order to shame him, clearly invalid himself, accusing another of the blemish he personally bears. Shlomo HaMelech says of this, guilt will attest for fools. Fool will describe another by his weakest point, but God's favor is among the upright. His more righteous friend will only mention another's good points. Only mention a person's good points. What a good thing to try to live by. Find this concept in an incident related by the sages. Two travelers saw a carcass on the roadside. The foolish one commented, "How this carcass stinks." His wiser companion said, "Look how white its teeth are. This is proper ethical behavior and the trademark of the upright." Our sages say that a fool never talks about the world's positive aspects. He will never praise the Almighty, who provides the needs of every creature, attributes everything to nature. Quote unquote. By the same token, they tell us that a good guest says, "Look how much effort the host has gone to do for me for my sake." A bad guest says, "Whatever my host has done is only for himself and his own children." That's from Brachos. Every man's life ends in death, and every animal's life ends in slaughter. Everyone is destined to die. What point is there in speaking ill of others? Speak righteously of others. Do righteously for others. Think about the good points of others, and think about the good points of different creatures around us. How could we be more like a lion? How could we be more like an eagle? How could we be more like the ant, like the cat, like the dog? Any attribute we see, any positive quality we see, we should do and turn it towards the service of Hashem. Turn it to the service of our fellow man. How can we run as quick as a deer, as quick as a gazelle, to catch those mitzvahs as early as possible? The early bird gets the worm. Be like that early bird, getting those mitzvahs as soon as they're available. For example, you see someone gave birth, or lahavda, we should never know if it's such thing, someone had a loss and they have a meal train opening up. Be that first person to sign up on that meal train. You heard that your friend, his hot water broke? Be the first one to offer your house or figure out a way to get him the hot water so he can have the showers and him and his family for Shabbos. You hear that your friend's house, the heat broke or something like that, figure out how to get him heating or get them insulators or something that could help them. Be that first person. Find out how to help. Think about how you could be the lion, strong and conquering whatever is difficult, whatever is challenging for you. Person who naturally gets very angry but controls himself and fights that day and conquers it. What a strong person. Think about how to be a deer, how to be a eagle, how to be a leopard or a lion, and how to be all these positive traits and take it and turn it towards the service of Hashem. Join us next time as we talk about the different years and what's supposed to happen here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.